Good morning. Today is Monday, October 11th, 2021. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Nevada became one of the last states to include rapid antigen tests in its coronavirus tallies. Experts say the change could provide a fuller picture of the pandemic, but also upend the metrics that were used to gauge how the virus is spreading. Health officials say they weren't added sooner because limited resources and staff were focused on vaccines and contact tracing on confirmed cases. Worries about the supply of rapid tests and varied ways that states report them reflects the continued absence of a national testing strategy. Representative Mark Amaday said in a recent interview that he's still undecided about possibly running for Nevada governor and will make a decision later this month. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent reports.
Amaday said he remains undecided about possibly running for governor as he considers concerns about the economy. He's also wondering about the possibility of having more power as part of a House GOP majority following the midterm elections if he chooses to stay in Congress. Amaday first floated the idea of a gubernatorial bid back in December. In recent months, a broad slate of serious candidates have joined what's likely to be a very competitive Republican gubernatorial primary. They include former U.S. Senator Dean Heller, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Reno Attorney Joey Gilbert, businessman Guy Nora, and North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
And that story was originally reported by Umberto Sanchez. Nevada health officials have reported a dramatic increase in drug overdose deaths between 2019 and 2020. The Nevada Overdose Data Program said accidental overdoses among Nevadans increased 55% from 510 deaths reported in 2019 to 788 deaths in 2020. The number of overdose deaths among people younger than 25 nearly tripled. A new report shows the gender wage gap in the U.S. held steady during the pandemic. The disparity is even more pronounced in Western states. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau explains.
On average, women across the country made about 82% of what men did last year. Matthew Insko of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says it's not an apples-to-apples comparison.
For all the jobs that women work in and all the jobs that men work in, women earn less. And a lot of that has to do with what types of jobs men and women work in.
Registered nurses, teachers, and administrative assistants were the top jobs held by women. And more men work in well-paid engineering roles. In most Western states, female workers are even further behind. Nevada, Colorado, and Idaho all fall below the national average. Women have gained ground in the last 40 years, but that progress has stalled in the last decade. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
Citizen scientists rediscovered a dragonfly species near Tahoe that had not been seen in nearly a century. While the spiny basket-tailed dragonfly is easier to find in Canada and some forested parts of the northern U.S., it was last seen near Tahoe in 1914. Clarence Hamilton Kennedy made the discovery at Donner Lake the year World War I broke out. The species was not seen again anywhere near there, even though people were on the lookout.
And a lot of folks, you know, dragonfly biologists, enthusiasts, have looked for it, revisited Donner Lake at the right time, and it just hadn't been seen.
The team of volunteers who made the discovery was organized by the Tahoe Institute for Natural Science. Will Richardson is the organization's executive director.
This really speaks to how citizen science and just average folks with an open mind and open eyes can make real discoveries and important discoveries.
And with limited state budgets for monitoring various species, those efforts can go a long way. And the first Nevada marijuana store on the Idaho border has been cleared to open in the rural town of Jackpot in Elko County. The Elko Daily Free Press reports the county commission unanimously approved a business license for the Thrive Cannabis Marketplace this week after authorities confirmed dispensary workers had passed background checks. The move comes despite opposition from county commissioners on the Idaho side of the line. The store is about 65 miles north of Wells, Nevada, and 45 miles south of Twin Falls, Idaho. With KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera.